Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it seems that the school year just gets started. Things start to settle down as students get into the routine again. And, of course, it's a little bit different this year. But, nonetheless, academics and activities are happening, and students need to sort of settle in. And before you know it, some of those students are looking ahead to the future and starting to plan their college search and college careers. And we're going to find out a little bit about that process today. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and joining me on Align for Life podcast is Amy Herbert, the college counselor at St. Vider. And Amy, I know it's been a busy few weeks since school started, so let me first of all say thanks to you for taking time to join me today. Welcome to the podcast again.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here. Crazy to think that it was just a year ago that I was kicking off my time here at Vider on a podcast just like this one.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the energy and enthusiasm you bring to it and always enjoy our discussions. But let's take a look at the students now. And as we head into October here, what grade levels are you working with relative to the college search process at this point?
So right now, almost all of my attention is focused on our seniors. That first round of application deadline comes through on 10/15, and then the second batch comes through on November 1st. So we are really working hard with our seniors right now, making sure that they have not only all of their applications ready to be submitted, but that their essays are being proofread by me or by an English teacher or a parent, that all of their teacher letter of recommendations are, of course, in, and they feel really confident about hitting that submit button. I would say the one thing that I'm getting the most questions about right now is ACT and SAT testing and if seniors should be using those scores or not using those scores. So this year is a little bit different with everything, but it's been a really great time to get to know our seniors and really work with them through the process. Then my focus changes just a little bit. Coming up November 1st, I will start going into those junior classrooms and starting to prepare them. So everything that they should be working on in this junior year to ensure that a year from now that they, too, are ready to hit that submit button on their applications and can feel really confident about that as well.
And a couple of things I want to check with you on there. You mentioned ACT and SAT, and, of course, the testing dates have been suspended in some cases or certainly delayed. But are schools still using those test scores? I know there's been a lot of changes. Where do those stand right now?
So right now, I would say that 85 to 90% of colleges out there have gone test optional. And there are even a handful of colleges, including several within the UC system, that have gone completely test blind. So test optional would mean that if a student has taken an ACT and they are really proud of that score, then it is something that they can use to supplement what colleges are going to learn about them from other areas of the application. On the contrary, test blind or test free, as they are being called at some institutions, means that no matter what your test score is, if it is a 6 or a perfect 36, that colleges are not going to look at that test score at all, that they are going to now look at other areas of your application and evaluate you holistically based on that. So I think some of the larger holdouts there are, the state of Florida is still requiring test scores, but I would say most of the other institutions around the United States have adopted that more test optional or test flexible policy.
And so we can't have a conversation these days without talking about the impact of COVID-19. What can you tell us about how the spread of that pandemic over the last 6 to 7 months has affected the college search process, first of all, at kind of just the basic level?
I mean, I think it made, from the college side, I mean, it made them really go back and reevaluate what's important in this application process. Going back to the question we just talked about with test scores, is how a student performs for 3 hours on a Saturday, you know, really that important to the grand scheme of what they're looking at as far as college success goes? Or is it what a college or what a student has been doing up until that point that is more important? The type of student they've been day in and day out in the classroom, those grades that are reflected on their transcript, the type of activities that they participate in, the sports that they've been captains of. Like, really, it forced colleges to say, you know what? but we are going to invest time into looking at each of these students holistically versus relying on a computer that was going to then calculate based off of an algorithm if a student was qualified based on their GPA and their test scores. Now, from a college side, that's obviously a lot more expensive because now colleges are going to have to employ people to be reading all of these applications holistically versus relying on a computer system to calculate if you are admissible or not. But I think it gives each of our students just a much better opportunity to be accepted, to showcase who they are throughout their 4 years of high school and not be so reliant on one number that's a result of a couple hours on a weekend in that ACT or SAT test. So I think that is one of the things that has been really positive that has come out of COVID. Now, one of the things that I think on the flip side has been a little frustrating is that our seniors and even our juniors aren't able to visit those campuses as much, right? Mm-hmm. Everything has kind of been shut down. And while there are some really great virtual sessions and tours that are going on, you don't get to feel that warmth and that aura. You don't get to taste the food in the dining hall or necessarily, you know, see the fraternity and sorority life experience as you would if you were to take a campus tour. So I think that that has been hard. But I do think that, especially in our new office space, we've been able to offer some solutions to that problem.
Now, what about the process for families? Because campus visits may be limited or restricted entirely, do you advise that they start taking a little more time? Should they start earlier or approach things differently? What can families do to kind of make sure that they're making the right choice?
Yeah, so we have a couple things that we just kind of readapted this year to help not only the students but the families as they go through that process. So for those of you that have had older students at Viator, you may know that we used to have a college fair almost every day at lunch where colleges would line the outside of the lunchroom with their booklets and their brochures, and a student could, you know, choose to walk up and engage in a couple-minute conversation with that college. Well, because colleges aren't traveling right now and they're not able to come into our lunchroom. We've kind of revamped that process to we are now hosting colleges virtually right here in our college counseling space. And so what that means is now there's going to be about a 25-minute presentation where it's just our St. Viator students talking just to the representative from the University of Michigan or the University of Notre Dame or Butler or U of I. All of these colleges from across the United States and even around the world are now live streaming into the office and having meaningful conversations about what they're looking for a Viator student, right? It's not those generic conversations that you can listen to on their YouTube channel or that generic tour that you can see on their webpage. It's a really meaningful conversation about here's what a successful student from Viator looked like last year, and here's what you should aspire to do this year. While it's obviously great for seniors to hear specifically what they want in that application and if a test score is required, I'm really encouraging our sophomore and junior students to attend those visits just so they can start to have the dialogue with the reps and build their resume specifically based on what the college is looking for. If a college says, like Vanderbilt did the other day, we want students that not only solve problems but see problems. You know that over the next couple years you can really reflect on different areas of your life where you can prove to them that you are a problem solver when you go and apply as a senior. So I think that we're really taking a step back, moving the process to start a little bit earlier so that, again, students can have that confidence when they go to apply that they have built upon themselves and upon their resume year after year, and it's not just something you start in that first semester of senior year.
We're chatting with Amy Herbert today, the college counselor at St. Viator, and we're talking specifically about what students can be doing right now to prepare, whether it's a year or two out or for seniors, things that they need to be doing to meet deadlines. And we always appreciate Amy taking the time. And I was interested when you mentioned, Amy, that there's sort of a different view among the college recruiters now, not relying on test scores as much or if at all. And I remember from our past conversations and discussions we've had, you know, college counselors, the reps who come and recruit or find students, they know a lot about the school, so they know the curriculum. And St. Viator, of course, is regarded as a college prep environment. So how important is it, especially now in an e-learning environment where students from St. Vider can sort of point to their academic resume, that not only their grades, but the types of courses they took to attract colleges?
Yeah, so I think if we think about college admissions like a pie chart, right? So for sake of simplicity, I'm going to say that it used to be that 50% of your application was based on your grade point average, your transcripts, the rigor of your classes, right? 50% of those things have always been based on what you were doing in the classroom. And then if we look at that other side of the pie chart, the other 50%, 25% of that was made up of test scores, and 25% of that was made up of activities or teacher recommendations. So if you take that 25% out that used to be test scores, now you still have to close the gap, right? They're still evaluating you based on 100%, but now your GPA and your rigor of classes, AP and honors level classes, count a little more. Those activities that you're involved in matter now a little bit more. The fact that you are captain of a team is a little bit more important. And the teacher rec letter, of course, is talking about your value that you are going to add in the classroom at the colleges. So we're not just taking the test scores out and saying that, like, oh, now we're only using 75%. We're really looking at all the other aspects that you have and how they're going to matter in a more holistic way. And what I love about Vider, because of our nimbleness and our flexibility, a student like this year started the coding club, right? They recognized that that was something they wanted to do in college. They recognized that there was a gap in our club and program offering, and we were able to get that started from the time school started until now. And now a senior can claim, I started a club here on campus. Lots of other sophomores and juniors and seniors can say I was a part of this club. And so now your activity section is really coming to life on those applications, because it's not just a meeting you sat in the back room of. It's a club that you started and something that you can carry with you and leave as a tradition after you're gone.
And when you talk about traditions, one thing I'd love to mention here before we let you go, with, you know, 15,000 alumni from St. Vider and Sacred Heart out there, we're trying to find ways for them to assist in this process, and we've got a kind of a new platform for them to do that. Can you tell us a little bit about that college and career connection?
Jim, this is so cool. Like, we just started this program with our new alumni relations manager, Crystal Harris, as a joint program. And what it's doing is we've reached out to all of our St. Mary's and St. Vider alum, and we said, who is interested in talking about their college experience with seniors that are interested in going to that same school? Who's interested in just talking about their career with a student that wants to be a dentist? And I learned a bunch of things from this. One, I learned our alumni are doing really awesome things. They have amazing careers in everything from dentistry to social media marketing to teaching to nursing. Our alumni are all over the place doing lots of great things all across the United States, and they're so willing to give back to our seniors that can't go and visit a campus, that may think they want to major in pre-dentistry and eventually be a dentist, but they don't have anyone in their personal network to be able to reach out to and say, what's that experience really like? I think so much about networking is always who you know, right? That's like a huge part of it. And I think what we're doing is we're taking who you know out from who do your parents know to who does every single person at Vider know, and that connection, that web of people that we can reach out to is just really spanning far and wide. So I'm so excited about the program. I'm so excited that we have students that just graduated last year that are willing to talk about it, and we have alumni that have graduated 10, 20, 30 years ago that still want to talk about their experience at their college and share about how they became chief of police at a city here in Chicago in case another student wants to take that same path.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I've got just a minute left, and I know how passionate you are about this, but give me one thing, one piece of advice right now you'd give to a first-time family, just sending their first child off to college. What's the one thing they should really concentrate on?
You're not behind. I feel like families always think that they are behind in the process, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So you're exactly where you're supposed to be in each of those processes. So just take the time to really lay the foundation, to do your research before you get to that process, and I promise the timeline works out. And if I'm going to give a bonus piece of advice, it's to celebrate every admission decision that you get. No matter if it's to Harper or if it's to Harvard, take the time to celebrate the hard work, the dedication, the blood, sweat, and sometimes, you know, tears that go in to being a student athlete and a student at the same time here at Viator, because so many of our students are involved. So know that you are not behind, and know that every college acceptance is worth a celebration because your students have accomplished something so wonderful and that you should be proud of them.
Amy Herbert, thanks so much for being with us. We always appreciate it. I know we'll talk to you again soon, and we'll look forward to bringing some other topics to everyone on our Lion for Life podcast. Thanks for being here.